House of Representatives plans to use taxpayer money to give staffers in Washington, D.C. and district offices across the country free Peloton memberships while the American people feel the pain of soaring inflation rates. A draft email from the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, said that the free memberships were a premier employee benefit and that all Capitol Police would also receive free memberships. The plan reportedly would give an estimated 12,300 people both Peloton All Access and Peloton App membership at no cost to them, while the American taxpayer could be forced to shell out more than $120,000 per month, depending on how many people enroll in the membership. Who's getting the kickback from Peloton? What's going on? Who's got fucking investments in Peloton? Who knows who in Peloton and Congress, etc.? That's where my head goes. What a scheme. Are they giving you anything? They can get in shape by sitting around and riding a stationary bicycle. That's a good thing, right? Yeah, why are you besmirching that? Oh, your entire life is a stationary bike. You're pedaling and you're going nowhere. At least they could send you $10 a month for fucking you. That's okay. Congress is worried about getting free Peloton memberships while parents out there can't buy baby formula. It gets worse. It gets fucking worse. Well, forget about energy prices, gasoline, all the scandals, all the problems we have, massive inflation. That's not even being reported, as I said, accurately by the federal government. You won't believe this one.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went.
Well, out the door, a lot of booze is going to be traveling out the door and in the door, and you're going to be paying for it. House lawmakers can now order booze deliveries straight to their offices. Congress, Senate. And you're picking up the tab. Did you know you're buying the booze for these fucking deadbeats? House members can now have booze delivered straight to their offices thanks to a new Capitol Hill caterer. Boy, Ted Kennedy would be all over this, wouldn't he? What about Pelosi? You know goddamn well she's behind this. Members of the House of Representatives may now order beer, wine, and liquor and have them delivered directly to their offices, a new development that could help lubricate those late-night budget negotiations. The perk is courtesy of Capitol Hill's new caterer, hospitality services giant Sodexo. It was first reported in the media. Wine and beer was often available at catered receptions on Capitol Hill, but now booze can go directly to a member's office. A drinks on demand page on Sodexo's House of Representatives site offers bulk orders for drinks by the case. Spirits brands such as Tito's Vodka, Jack Daniel's Whiskey, Johnny Walker, Scotch, and more are available. Prices ranging from $16 to $35 per bottle. Beer can only be purchased by the case. Well, they know that they're dealing with some hardcore fucking rummies here. It ranges from $25 a case for a 24-pack of Bush. Not that Bush. Who the fuck in Congress is going to be ordering Bush? Fuck out of here. $50 for a case of red beer, 51st State Hazy IPA. Who the Okay. I know they're not ordering Bush. When it comes to wine, the possibilities really surge. Various brands in each category. Cabernet, Chardonnay, Merlot, or as they say in Philly, Merlot. Rosé, or as they say in Philly, Rose. It goes on and on. You name the wine, they got it. Anything's available for lawmakers out of touch with their beer and a shot working glass constituents. But to be fair, the most expensive wine on the menu is just $25 a bottle, and lawmakers can be content to sip Pinot Grigio for $10 a bottle. Pelosi is opening a liquor store in the House where members can buy alcohol with their taxpayer-funded expenses, tweeted Georgia Republican Representative Austin Scott. Many folks want to know who the hell is paying for the bar tab and who's going to track how much these fucking rummies are using per office. It's unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Well, I mean, what do you expect? Let's go to the videotape. This is what you already have on a regular basis. I don't think we need any alcohol, additional alcohol, drugs, or anything else on the hill. Can't even fucking make it up. This bitch is already fucking half in the bag most of the time. I'm drinking
beer. You know, they have to say, if you say, well, we had 3.5, now we have 1.7, cut it in half, or whatever the number is, cut it in half. It doesn't work. They have to relate it, what the impact is from one area to the next. Takes a little longer, more subjectivity, but this shouldn't take long to get. The other thing that we're getting we're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, it's most of the product that we've done is, except now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. Excuse me, Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing in the bill and all that stuff. So some is Senate-oriented, and then we have the family medical leave. We figured if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Birdable, it's important. You have to take it out, but privilege violation can take you out. So we're again getting that as we go along as well. But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some.
Say, is it our hope? All right. If I join you, I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
Work? What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Well, how did you get to be an airline pilot?
I used to be a book. I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what's it called, sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, you an airline pilot?
No, but I've been pretty high in my time. Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, There's a lot of pressure being violated. Flying way up there, high in the air and all, above all those white, fluffy things.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? You know, at the same time, it's quite a sobering thought and a very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And two, that I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. Oh, I got it.
Yes?
Yes? I gotta get to the airport because I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago. I'll see you around.
Well, we'll see who pays for it. I wouldn't believe anything these people say, whether they're going to be reimbursed or not reimbursed. I wouldn't believe a goddamn thing they say. They can wrap things any way they want. Get all fucked up at work now. What a surprise. I mean, in one sense, the country can't get any more screwed up than it already is. So let the liquor flow. Did you hear Pelosi mumbling? She's like Foster fucking Brooks. Yeah, I need to throw some Foster Brooks in there. Can't make it up. Sadly, you probably could make it up, but it would not be as interesting as the reality. Now, I thought I was drinking when I saw this. Had been drinking when I saw this story. Sadly, I might be drinking after I read it. Assisted suicide program is now taking those who are in financial straits. Let's kill the poor. Well, they've already tried to do that, right? Now they're just being out in the open about it. Remember they gave Kevorkian a hard time because he was trying to assist terminally ill patients with a suicide to put them out of their misery? That was physical pain and ailments and disease. Now if you're poor and you don't want to carry around the debt that they've slapped on your back like you're a fucking packing, like a pack mule, you can opt. You know what? I think I'll just check the fuck out. See what's on the other side.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
Tell me again that they give two shits about you. This is a real fucking thing. Police have begun an investigation into the assisted suicide of a 61-year-old Canadian woman after her daughter charged that she was not capable of providing her consent due to her mental health. The Christian Institute in the United Kingdom said the woman, Donna Duncan, had sustained a concussion in a car accident and her physical and mental health declined. Let's turn George off. George is like, George is still talking about getting loaded. The Christian Institute, okay. Her doctor had refused her assisted suicide application, saying her mental health really needs to be treated. But it was subsequently granted by other practitioners. The report explained, oh, you wonder who's getting paid on this? Isn't that what it's all about? These doctors, they love getting kickbacks. Yep. Go ahead and tell me again how your doctor has your best interest in mind. The woman's doctor, Alicia Duncan, said, I don't want this to ever happen to another family ever again, and ultimately I want stronger laws and legislation. The case is just one of many that together are raising questions about the protections that should be built into such programs and what the fuck doctors are up to. Writing in the online magazine Spiked, Dr. Kevin Yole cited other assisted suicide cases in Canada, including one woman who was killed because she could not find affordable housing to suit her medical needs. Shockingly, many Canadians are now requesting a medically assisted death for economic rather than medical reasons. Oh, you don't think we've fucking gone off the deep end? As a mankind? Think again. You go through this article, folks, it's fucking scary. It details and documents how Canada refers to euthanasia and assisted suicide by the friendlier sounding term of medical assisted and medical assistance in dying, in quotes, medical assistance in dying, also known as MAID. Yeah, be careful out there. If you're dialing, if you're dialing up a place to get your place cleaned, using the acronym MAID, and you dial the wrong number, you might get your clock cleaned instead. Yeah. The MAID program was first introduced to end the suffering of terminally ill people, but its mission creep is now undeniable. What the fuck is going on here? Then there was Sophia, a 51-year-old woman in Ontario who also suffered from some chemical sensitivities and was euthanized in February when she could not afford to find a place to live that was free of cigarette smoke. Four doctors, the number, the report said, had recommended to government officials an alternative accommodation for her. Duncan's daughters noted that she had been on a waiting list for treatment for months, but the approval for her to die came in only days. Well, that makes sense, right? We got a runner here. We can get rid of one of these people. Population control. They have to ask Bill Gates first. Yeah, go ahead, kill her. One woman in the program wrote, quote, an increase in income support is the only thing that could save my life. I have no other reason to want to apply for assisted suicide other than I simply cannot afford to keep on living, unquote. Should probably just end the show here. I mean, it's fucking sad. It really is. It's so sad. You don't think this is coming here? It's already here. It's already here. Listen, Fauci was questioned on it. People who decide to end their own lives, they don't need any assistance. You don't think people are killing themselves over financial problems? You know, when I was going through my battle with the feds, that was the number one fucking problem. They put such a squeeze on you. They squeeze you. You can't afford anything. You're going broke. You can't make money. You can't spend money. You can't get new credit. They put the kibosh on you. The arguments and the struggles my wife and I had as a family wasn't about going to jail or anything like that. It was about, can we fucking survive getting to a point where you even get sentenced or you work out a deal or you go to trial? Will we even make it that far? Finances, as you know, massive stressor in a relationship and in life. That's why people are stepping off ledges, ODing on opioids, fentanyl, etc. And Fauci sits up there and he laughs and plays fucking stupid while this is going on. This is the same continent. Depending on where you live, it could be just a few miles away from you. There have been thousands of these cases in Canada in 2020. The article notes that virtually all of the thousands of made cases in Canada in 2020 were actively killed under the program and warned, once the principle of euthanasia is broadly accepted, its rapid advance is unstoppable. The original bill, C-14, which allowed terminally ill people to seek a medically assisted death, was passed in 2016. Bill C-7 was passed into law March 17, 2021, allowing Canadians who are not near the natural end of their lives the right to seek euthanasia. You don't think the timing of that is strange? I think on March 17, 2020, when all this CoronaCon started, oh, a year later, here you go. If you're healthy, you can check out. It's cool. We understand. We don't want you around anyhow. You fuckers are still here. We tried to kill you already with 2, 3, 4, 5 jabs. What are you still doing here? We'll squeeze you. What the feds do, they fucking squeeze you. That's what they do to you. What they're doing to you folks out there, they did to me and my family already. So we know. We know the tricks. Yeah, we know the pitfalls. We know the fucking games. It's not a new playbook. Believe me, they've used it. Criminal defendants. Justice Department. Yeah. Ask anybody. They squeeze you. Try to get you to make decisions because you're desperate. It's not new. They're just expanding it. They're expanding the program. In March 2023, people suffering from grievous and... Oh. So in March 2023, people who are suffering from grievous mental illness will also qualify for euthanasia if they so wish. Many qualified psychiatrists believe this is a dangerous situation. You think so? More to the point, government documents reveal that expanding assisted suicide in 2020 would save $87 million in taxpayer-funded healthcare costs per year. This is just in Canada. Don't kid yourself, that's what this is about. Just like the fucking people they wiped out from coronavirus? Okay, let's go over it real quick. What was the population that was hardest hit? Oh, it was the folks, the grandparents and the parents who are on Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. A massive cost savings to wipe these people out. It's fucking... These people talk about a slippery slope and it's dangerous. I see the angles. It's just about money. You just follow the money. It's one of the tenets of the show. That's what it's all about. It's about money. And getting you out of the way is a benefit as well. Get the hell out of the way. You're in the way for these people. They don't want you to fly on an airplane. They don't want you to drive on the highways. In fact, they don't even want you here. You're costing them too much money. You're taking up too many resources and you're taking up too much valuable air to these people. So they're going to come up with programs to wipe you the fuck out. Medically induced deaths. Jesus. You don't think that's coming down here? Oh, it already did. Medically induced deaths. You know what I call that? The vaccines. Of course, they weren't vaccines at all, but one way or another, they're going to get you.
I'm gonna get you.
When I say you can't make it up, such words have never been more true. You can't make it up. We're focusing this week on a number of different things for Hotwire. We're going to talk about food shortages. We're going to talk about hard times, the school of hard knocks, where I will draw on different things, techniques maybe to put some money in your pocket, some food in your pantry. It's time to do that again. Time to talk about those things again. I call them kitchen table items. So we'll go over that on Hotwire. Hotwire is the top tier on pain.tv. People are saying the return on investment is large, and we appreciate their patronage, and we appreciate you folks on all the levels, all the different platforms listening to us, supporting our sponsors, etc. Because that's what helps keep the lights on here. We would like to keep the lights on for the time being. It's kind of an important thing to do. As we grow, and we are growing, and it's been a fantastic odyssey in many instances. The work is, and the workload has increased, of course, but so has yours, as we have to navigate these things on top of everything else. And it's just stunning, really, in many instances, how you would explain this to your ancestors, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and they would think there's something definitely wrong with you. Where did they go wrong with you and the lineage, etc.? We remain humbled here by your participation all over the world listening to us. And we keep that in mind while we're doing the prep for the shows and picking out the videos and the content, and also trying to help you keep a leg up on these folks, circumnavigate these criminals as best as possible. So we'll be back here We'll be back here tomorrow. Another hot wire is imminent. As we prep it, and we will have more Department of Homeland Security leaks, which has been a mainstay for 4 weeks now, I think, in addition to other things. And you stick your head in on pain.tv and you'll understand. The social media aspect on there is large. The intel is massive. It's like no other place, and we are very proud of that. So we'll see you before you know it. Take care and God bless you.
Conversation we have to have. At what point does a baby in the womb have rights?
Listen, it doesn't matter what you think, when you think it is. If I don't think I don't have to tell you.
It's none of your business.
It's you.
Okay, go ahead. Now let's talk about serious issues. Go ahead.
Suggestion. This is, why don't you take a question from across the room? Jen, I have a suggestion today for your last question. Why don't you take a question from across the room?
He suggested the administration been aware of the formula shortage for some months now.
Because that's what you've not been able to do for the past 15 months.
A few moments later.
Can I ask you a question from the back?
On the issue of the formula shortage.
Can I ask you a question from the back?
Simon, please stop.
I understand, but
Simon,
you know, for 15 months, there's no
question.
And I'm saying that for the sake of equity, we should have a question.
First of all, thank you for your service, and thank your husband for your service as well. On the issue of formula, I think, if anything, this crisis has reminded everyone.
Simon, if you could respect your colleagues and other media and reporters in here, that would be greatly appreciated. Go ahead, Mary.
If anything, this...
If anything happens to him, my people will be angry. To die in battle is glorious. To die in a tent is disgrace.
And with that, I give you Dr. Julius Greenbaum.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll just step out for a smoke. Perhaps I'll stay here. Today, we will be removing the patient's appendix. The first step in an operation of this particular type is... to shave the patient. Forget it. Get on with it. We don't. We'll skip the shave and go directly to the operation. The second step in an operation of this type is... anesthetic.
But can't you tell he's already been given the required injection of pentothal?
Of course. He's already been given the required injections. Mm-hmm. All right. Let us begin the operation. Thank you, Doctor. And now the first incision.
Doctor, isn't that incision a bit high for an appendix?
Do you want to do the operation? Fine, you come on up here and you do it.
In-house.
He was cutting into his chest.
Did you see me cut into his chest? Did I cut his chest? I was probing to determine muscle tone and skeletal girth. It's a new technique. We mock what we don't understand.
Yeah.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. Thank you.